Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What we are going to do is speak to Peter Berman. He's in studio and he's from Victory Park Shul. Given the announced, Ronnie says you wanted our opinions. I know, but not always, Ronnie. Sometimes I just say it, but maybe I don't. Anyway, Peter is in a studio. He's from Victory Park. He is from Victory Park Shul. And given the recent announcements about King David Victory Park School, that must put the shul in a somewhat precarious or difficult position. Peter, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And I hear that there are some great things happening over Yontav, but let's just talk about where it's at the moment.
Morning, Howard. Thanks so much for having me. Absolutely. That is the critical point right now. With the closing of King David in Victory Park, where does that leave the shul? And the short answer is that we're in very good shape. The shul actually is in probably the best shape it's been for many years, interestingly enough. And there are obviously, there's a lot of information to go through and in terms of navigating the property of the school. And the shul is on the property of King David, as we all know. But we've had tremendous support from the Board of Education. We've had tremendous support from the Chief Rabbi, and we're not going anywhere. Mm. The logistics of how that will pan out over the next 18 months is difficult to articulate right now because there's many irons in the fire. But the reality is that the shul is in very good shape. It will absolutely continue into the distant future, and there are no material concerns about the shul continuing. So that's a good story, actually.
That is a good story.
It is.
And actually a really important one, because the Jews in the area, there's a need for the shul in the area. Because a decision is made around the school, it doesn't necessarily, it might, and obviously it might impact, because if there isn't a school, then you might not have younger families move. It obviously does impact on some, on a level, but it doesn't have to signal the end of the shul because the school's no longer going to be there.
100% correct. Yeah, it's obviously sad and the end of an era with regard to King David Victory Park, but there is a strong community in Victory Park itself and surrounds. Last year Yom Tov we must have had over 450 people in
That's
shul.
Incredible.
Yeah, and our Shabbases are very well attended.
Right.
Victory Park really is an anomaly of a suburb. It's sort of one of the best kept secrets in Johannesburg, and we've changed the branding of our shul. That we're the Ner HaMa'aravi, which is the Western Flame. That side of Johannesburg, as the Chief Rabbi articulated, it's critical for us to still have a presence there.
Keep that flame.
Obviously, we're not Glen Hazel or Sandton, but we have a very, very respectable number of people. We have minyonim every single day. We have plenty of community service with regard to shiurim, great events over all the Chagim, and as I say, our Shabbases and Yom Tovim are very well attended, and we're actually on an upward trajectory, which is ironic with regards to what's happened with King David. But we want to continue to represent that side of town, and we remain excited about the future of Victory Park in terms of the shul, and I have absolutely no doubt that it's going to continue to thrive.
So what does Victory Park Shul look like over the upcoming Chagim, because that is generally a time where no matter level of religious observance, people want to find a place to feel at home, comfortable, and enjoy services.
Look, absolutely. Our doors are open. We're open for business, and we have a very welcoming attitude to anybody. Even if you aren't a regular attendee during the year, we'd love you to come and join us. You can get in contact with our shul office. I have heard a running advert on Chai, so you can use those details and get in touch with the shul office. We would welcome you with open arms. We have a tremendous service lined up for Yom Tovim, and we're going to continue, absolutely.
So tell me now about, because you've been involved with the choir for a while.
Yeah.
I don't want to call you old, so therefore I'm going to say just for a little bit of time, but tell me about the choir.
So, I've sort of I've headed up the choir for the past 8 to 10 years or so, and we haven't missed a Yom Tov, and we have something called a First Friday Shabbos. The first Friday, the first Shabbos of every month, we sort of have an elevated Shabbos with a nice brocha, and the choir performs. And obviously, if there's a bar mitzvah or any type of simcha, we're there. But this year, we really have, and I say this with absolute humility, taken it to the next level. I've been in contact with a friend of mine for many years. It's almost been landing like a top player in the Premier League to come and join Victory Park. But this year, we've been very lucky to have Adam Golding come on board, mm-hmm. and he's actually going to be the choir master over the Yom Tov period. We've also lifted the numbers in terms of the choristers, and it's really sounding fantastic. We're rehearsing hard, and so Adam is heading up the choir for Yom Tov, and we're in fantastic hands. I mean, he's got to be one of the top guys in the country. If not the top, in my
opinion. Interesting because it's got to be one of the few shuls with a choir still.
Yes, correct. I mean, and that is one of the secret sources, really, of Victory Park. We're steeped in tradition, and music has always been a very big part of Victory Park. We've had some amazing chazans over the years, and it's always just been such a critical part of our services, and we haven't let that go. You know, it's sometimes a little bit easier to fall into the trap of sort of letting the choir fall by the wayside, but we've remained sort of strong on that side, and it's such a critical part of our services and of our community. The community absolutely loves the music.
So
and,
interesting.
Yeah, we've still got a fully fledged choir, and it's going nicely.
It's really, really remarkable. But you've got a history of music personally, don't you? And it just so happens it's quite interesting because every Friday at the slot we do talk to musicians.
Okay.
So it is quite interesting to that. You know, I'm just going to sort of take the opportunity.
Sure.
Tell us about your musical history.
Yeah, thanks, Howard. Look, I mean, I've been involved in music since I was at school. And the short version is that sort of during my matric year, we started forming a band. And yeah, we sort of that became sort of a household name, if I may say, in the Jewish community.
What was the name?
The name of the band was Zenith. Mm-hmm. We did plenty of simchas, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, weddings, corporate affairs for many, many years. And yeah, we had a great run. I'm very privileged to say that we had a fantastic run in the market. You know, as life changes, as you say, as we started getting older, started having kids, and time started becoming a little bit more pressed, I had to sort of step off and focus on other things. And also, you sort of have a lifespan sometimes in this industry. There are stalwarts who have been in the game much longer than me, but I felt that in terms of Zenith, it was time to call it a day, and I didn't want it just to eke out into obscurity, really. But yeah, so that was my history, and I've continued with my music, but not in a formal sense. Done the odd gig here and there. But yeah, it was a great run, and I really loved it, and I was honored to be part of so many simchas.
Amazing! It's really incredible.
Yeah.
So, and do you land up? I mean, does the choir fill that part of your sort of your musical drive? Are there other ideas? Like, do you ever? I mean, I know you say you get busy with family, you get busy with kids. Like life, you know, there's a stage for that you can be out every night, you know, and there's, you know, a stage that your wife will take your head off. But does music always need to remain a theme? And then as your kids get older, do you come back to it in a different way?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, music's part of my soul. I can't escape it, and I don't want to, quite frankly. I mean, so the choir has been a great outlet for me over the years, especially since I stopped gigging. But yeah, listen, I recently, as my kids have got a little bit older now, have found myself with a little bit more time on my hands. So I am sort of relaunching on a very sort of bespoke and selective basis into the market on focusing on the chuppah only.
Oh, that's so interesting.
In terms of the dance.
Okay. I didn't see this interview going in this direction, but I think that's really so cool.
I'm going to be doing.
I suppose I did ask.
Doing a few chuppahs, Doing a few chuppahs, got a few bookings coming in. But look, I say this sort of, I don't want to be as busy as I was back in the day, because in those days we were doing sort of 100 functions a year. It was taxing.
Wow.
So, but I'm very happy to be performing. I love being on stage. That's the reality. But yeah, so
I can tell you, you've got a voice for radio. I didn't say got a face for radio.
Yeah, yeah,
they tell me often fairly often.
Thanks.
But yeah, that's actually amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's exciting. So we're just launching now, and I'm sure on social media, et cetera, it will be present quite soon, but that's been cool. But yeah, the choir, really, it's a fantastic, as I said, fantastic part of the shul. It's an integral part of the shul. And yeah, the other thing I'd like to mention about the shul, if you don't mind, is that over and above the attendance and the community and the singing, we really do have an absolutely amazing ladies' guild, baking club, etc.
Oh, I was just going to say, okay, you're going with the ladies, because I was going to say, I've heard that there's an amazing women's learning program as
there
well.
There is indeed. Okay. Look,
but tell us about other stuff.
I'll tell you about both of them. So the truth is that I was the chairman of the shul for 3 years, and now Matthew Lewis has taken over, and he's doing a fantastic job. But whilst we were there, we had a very sort of flat structure in terms of our team. And our focus was, and our mandate to ourselves was really, to ensure that we focus on the ladies, the women, and the youth of our shul. And we really put an emphasis on making sure that those two elements are front and center. Obviously, over and above the fundamentals of a shul. But and we have really a fantastic reputation in terms of our ladies' guild. They can put a brocha together like no other. You can lose a hand actually going in for a bagel on a Saturday morning.
It's normally the cheesecake that is the most protected item in the shul.
You're 100% right.
And those ladies, you want to see mother lions protecting their cubs.
Absolutely.
That's the cheesecake.
You're spot on that. That actually is a very well-kept secret. So the ladies program and the learning program has been phenomenal. I mean, we are fortunate at Victory Park as well. With the closing of Emerentia not so long ago, you know, we embraced the Emerentia community, and they've joined us, and they've added fantastic value to our shul. And we have the privilege of having two rabbis and two rabbitson, actually.
That's incredible.
Both the rabbitson work well together, and they put together fantastic shiurim and learning programs and community building. We have guest speakers. We have kumzitz, which is like a musical evening. We have a whiskey club. We've got it all going on. It really is a fantastic, fantastic shul.
Absolutely incredible. Okay, so before I let you go, if anybody, well, there is the ad on Chai, but is there a website address, or is there something you want to just give that if people are interested,
I'm going to just quickly look it up, but I mean, if you Google Victory Park Shul, we've redone our website, we've redone sort of a booking system. It really is, it's top class. We've got some nice guys behind the scenes. You can jump into our website. You can get in contact with the shul office, which I think the number is as I said, on the radio.
Right.
And we've got a Facebook page. So the phone number is 010-007-4043 and office@vpshul.co.za is the email address. And then vpshul.co.za is our website. So any of those three, get in touch and come and join us. We have plenty of space. We've got a sort of a 490-seater shul.
Amazing.
So it's open for business, and we'd love to see you and come and join us.
That is where we leave it, Peter Berman. I'm getting many people like your voice, I have to tell you. I see Linda W. says, good morning, Mayhem team. I'm sitting here thinking this person has such a beautiful voice. Keep him talking, please. So there you go.
Thank you.
And as you know, our listeners aren't always gentle. So you got to know a compliment when you get
one.
It is 8:52.